Hello and welcome to a new year of action and stunts on film and TV. I hope I find you well after the festive period and you're now ready to delve into the action on another movie. Not a big box office blockbuster this time, but a small film based on a book by author Lyndon Mallet. This week, our chosen film is Taffin.
The syndicate wanted the town, the people, and the land. It seemed so easy.
We're asking you for help.
But they didn't count on the courage of one man.
Is that your motor over there? Yeah, I thought so.
Who dared to fight back.
I think you need a change of scenery.
Not till I'm finished here.
No, you're finished here. You're just too thick to know it.
I need one more service.
Make me an offer.
You can't take them on, Mark. Not by yourself.
This is far more powerful than this. At least it used to be.
Pierce Brosnan is Taffin.
You're dead.
He didn't get mad. He got even.
The author did have reservations about casting Pierce Brosnan in the lead role as this character, because the guy in the book is an overweight, ordinary-looking fella. Now, chances are the film may not have gotten off the ground without a name in the lead, and Pierce is a reliable sort of fella. Ticks many boxes too. Good-looking, smart, never one to overplay a line.
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
And very handy in a fight scene. The action on this film is provided by legendary British stunt coordinator Peter Braham, a man who truly set the standard for many of the stunts that are commonplace today. Over his career, he doubled for John Wayne, Michael Caine and Sean Connery. His career spanned 5 decades, and his filmography reads like a who's who of British and international filmmaking. Not only does Peter have the dubious accolade of being the only person to jump a car over the half-closed Tower Bridge in London, for which he was later arrested, he also has the cult following for his award-winning work on British TV classics such as The Sweeney and The Professionals. Peter's motto was, "You don't take risks, you eliminate them." Well, this is very evident here, and in many of his other film and TV projects. The film focuses on the lead character, Mark Taffin, who collects debts. If you've been unfairly treated in a business transaction, Mark will secure the debt for you by collecting cash and teaching a few lessons along the way. Well, this means the film has certain set pieces outlining Taffin's approach to these transactions. The first is at a restaurant where the owner owes a sum of money to somebody. Taffin goes round to the restaurant to sort out the debt. When he arrives, he's confronted by the owner and 2 members of the kitchen staff, stuntmen Terry Plummer and Simon Crane. Peter had known Terry for years. He's an imposing character and is always best cast as a heavy. You'll have seen him many times on screen as one of the thugs in Beirut who attack Bond in Man with a Golden Gun, as Arthur Seymour, who has a fight with Donald Sutherland in The Eagle Has Landed, and as Russian Premier Chernenko in the Frankie Goes to Hollywood video for Two Tribes. Pierce, as we know, is pretty good when it comes to a fight routine. He's been in plenty of them in his days as Remington Steele. Well, this was not long after that show had finished, but before Bond, so he had a point to prove. Working closely with Peter Braham and the 2 stunt guys here, he's able to sell the fight to the audience. The tough part of this fight falls to Simon Crane, who first must be thrown through a table and then over the bar. He then recreates the table gag, doubling actor Peter Caffrey. It's moments like this that cement Taffin as a character, not to be messed with. And when someone does, you can expect a fair amount of trouble to follow. Later on in the picture, Taffin and his wingman Ed, played by actor Gerard McSorley, are confronted in a car park by a bunch of heavies, three of which are stuntmen Rocky Taylor, Frank Henson and Jazza Jays, who all dish out a damn good hiding. Ed jumps on his motorbike to try and get help, but is stopped pretty quickly with a length of wood to his chest. He's flung from the saddle and the bike crashes to the ground. Now, in order to get this shot right, it requires a stuntman who is really well established with bike stunts. At the time, Val Mazzetti was that man, a man you could call on to do a job like this if it cropped up. Timing is everything here, and although the length of wood will have been replaced with a rubber version, it'll still hurt like hell if it's not directed properly. Stuntman Jazza Jays he'll talk it through with Peter and Val to find out where to swing the wood, and most importantly, where not to. Now, the finished shot is impressive and works in the final edit. Val later swaps roles and becomes Pierce's double for a car chase. Peter Braham also gets a chance to have a go in front of the camera and drives the chasing Jaguar, not dissimilar to the one he drove in the 1975 movie Brannigan and countless episodes of The Sweeney. Now, we'll take a longer look at this in the YouTube show on Friday, so don't miss that. And until next time, it's bye for now.